Welcome to the Sundial Writers Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their prose and poetry. We all celebrated Earth Day last week, and in honor of that, we have Virginia Gilbert with a poem that she wrote back in 1970, the first Earth Day. She'll tell us all about it in her introduction.
Back in 1970, there was a contest being sponsored in Iowa City for the first Earth Day, and they were interested in people submitting poetry. And so I wrote the poem, The Pax Romana, and submitted it. And it turned out that I won the contest. I didn't know I won the contest until my Daily Iowan showed up at my doorstep. And then I looked, and on the inside of the first page was my poem. So I think this poem, written back in 1970, picks up on a number of issues that we seem to be having today. It's important that we think of ways that we can preserve the earth and maybe move forward in helping it to survive under the conditions that we grew up in, or even better than it was before our time. The Pax Romana. It will be like this. The sky will be rubber gray, rocks will be leveled, and birds will go underground. Sand will crawl across the face of the earth, and fog will chew branches off trees. In the early stages, pine cones will be sold in stores, and fishing rods will become a popular wall decoration. The water level will rise. Libraries will dissemble, words will float, become saturated, peel off their pages, and the pages will be dumb, a layer of silt drifting to the bottom. In the end, there will be no source. Water will be everywhere.
Sundial contributor Virginia Gilbert is Professor Emerita of English at Alabama A&M University and was its Director of Creative Writing. She was the 2001 Alabama Poet of the Year and has spent years of her life abroad as a Hayes Fulbright Scholar in China, teaching English in Iran right up to the Islamic Revolution and serving in the Peace Corps in South Korea. You can find Virginia's poems and all the past Sundial poems and stories at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab. You can hear Sundial every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 WLRH, Huntsville Public Radio.